The Big Favour with Darren, Kerry and Skye on East Coast Radio.
It is Big Favour time, and on The Big Favour, it's as simple as this. We use our considerable platform to match people who don't have with people who do have, people who need with people who want to give. That is the length and breadth of The Big Favour. And today in The Big Favour, I'd like to introduce you to Cordelia, who has a big heart. She's nominated Dana Sugren Governor. And it's been a couple of months since the violent looting and riots in KZN. And since then, of course, we've received so many requests from so many listeners throughout KZN appealing for help because of businesses that have been affected because of that looting. So with that, I'd like to say hello, Cordelia.
Thank you for having me this morning.
All right, so today's Big Favour, we've nominated Dana Sugren, who has not had a good time. Tell me a little bit about his business and how it was affected by the looting.
On the 11th of July, he heard about the riots that were happening in White Bank, that the hardware store has been attacked, and they started already looting and vandalizing his business. So it has been difficult because that was the bread and butter of most of the young guys from White Bank, because mostly the people that we hired were from around the area.
How many people were employed by this hardware business?
We had 10 people in the hardware business.
What condition is the store in now?
The business was looted and burned down, so it's just an empty building standing with nothing.
Wow. So that entire business, all the people that were working for it, there's nothing they can do. There's no job, there's no income, there's no business.
Job, there's nothing, there's no business. And the area where we were, It was helping a lot of communities around, because some of them, they can't afford to go to the nearest town to go and buy. So for them, it was a walking distance to come and buy from us.
How have things been for Dana Sugren since then? Because this was all the way back in July.
It has been very difficult, thinking that this was the only business they had, and it was hard for him to start it also with all the savings that he had and the plans he had towards the business. And on top of that, it was hard for him to have insurance to insure the business. It has been a very difficult time for him.
That's terrible. What is he doing now, day to day?
What the little thing that he can do is only to supply cement, and it's from hand to mouth.
Cordelia, I want to say thank you for joining us for this Big Favour. And don't go anywhere, because, you know, here on the Big Favour, we know a lot of people that do want to help as well. And on the way next, we're going to introduce you to one David Preston.